my friends, I'm Gosia from Cosmic Agency. As I said in my last video, before continuing to the Stellar Navigation 5, I want to share with you a video that was shared in Robert's channel some time ago about the artificial matrix from the moon and how it works. I think it's a very nice video where you will understand more about the functioning of the matrix and what Svaru meant when actually she mentioned that people themselves are the matrix. As I saw one of you has complained recently saying that how is it that we are the matrix, we are not the matrix. I don't agree with what Svaru said, we are not the matrix. How can she say that? Well, of course the matrix wasn't set up by the humans. As you will understand, well, actually, as you, I think, already understand watching the previous videos, but it is very linked to the human mind and human consciousness and human creating power to generate the reality. So only in that sense it was meant that humans, we are the matrix itself. So I'm going to leave you with the video, enjoy it, and I think I want to see you in the middle where I'm going to clarify one point. The matrix is not a complicated system. From the Tibetan point of view, it is in itself quite old, antiquated and obsolete. It does not work in one way only, but is a combination of various ways that I will explain in the continuation. The first and the simplest one is the artificial suppression of frequencies that the people within it perceive. The existential fields, as they are known on Earth, the 3D, 4D and 5D as such, are only concepts created by the humans themselves to try to understand the reality. In themselves, they do not exist, since everything is an energy gradient of frequencies. A frequency is an oscillation of the atoms per second or per unit of time relative to the observer that make up the molecules that make up what is perceived as hard matter. Since unit of time is something relative to the observer, what is observable hard matter for one observer is only something etheric, unattainable for another person. The concept of three dimensions in space and one in time is again only terrestrial science limited to 3D. Einstein's relativity theory wraps all the errors and fallacies and clothes them in magnificent mathematical garb which fascinates, dazzles, and makes people blind to the underlying errors. Nikola Tesla. This is true because the mathematically represented world of terrestrial science is a self-sustained system or universe that only reflects itself as a logical unit, and it does not represent the outside world. So, the matrix is, as the first way of interference with human consciousness, a frequency projector that transmits specific destructive frequencies, destructive interference, that limit the range of perception of human beings. When in wave mechanics there is talk of destructive or degenerative interference, reference is made to an overlap of two or more waves of identical or similar frequency that, when interfered with, create a new wave pattern of less intensity, amplitude, at a point called a node. If you have a reality operating on a frequency of, say, 15 megahertz, and you transmit an intentional destructive frequency of minus 7.2 megahertz, you will get a reality limited to perception up to 7.8 megahertz, and not until the initial 15 MHz. This frequency on which 3D reality works is nothing other than the Schumann resonance. That is the oscillatory index of a particular reality, and it is also an energy address unique to each place. It is used in star maps as directions. So, using the fairly basic principle of destructive frequencies, it is possible to transmit a frequency from the moon that limits perception to a specific range. It does not mean that the rest of the unperceived reality does not exist. It's still there. It's just that it can't be perceived. So the moon is a very important piece for the matrix. Without the moon, there is no matrix. Everything would automatically be 5D again. Or the base or average frequency within the universe called material. It is that simple. Is that to say that we were 5D before? Yes, the universe as it is known, the stars and the planets outside, in the material plane, where one incarnates as biology, is 5D. Or it is within the frequency range that we would call 5D. That's why one will have opening of consciousness when they get to 5D. That is why, if you cross the Van Allen bands, you are in 5D, with everything that it entails. To ascend from the perception of 3D to 5D, with the opening of awareness and the acquisition of greater capacities to perceive the total reality that surrounds you. So, what the moon does is control from there the frequency of the total toroidal immersion in which the Earth is located. An energy toroid envelops everything that is inside it with the same frequency in which said energy toroid works. By controlling the frequency of the toroid, you control the frequency or cycles per second of all the matter that is within that toroid. The entire universe, which is the initial 5D matrix, and also the 3D matrix that is a caricature or simulation of a simulation, work with the toroid as the base geometric form for the manifestation of consciousness in potential energy and then in matter. The energetic toroid that surrounds the Earth and which controls and limits the frequency that can be perceived while inside the planet are the Van Allen bands. This, in principle, is also used in spacecraft for guided navigation and to initiate the hyperspace flight mode. Van Allen bands are controlled from the moon to give that limiting effect. That is the strongest and also the easiest way with which the matrix is generated. So the matrix is 1. Frequency manipulation using the principle of destructive interference with the principle of total toroidal immersion. As a description of this, it is as if the Earth and its frequencies were like a cork in water. The moon and its limiters are what keeps the cork under water, and a constant and strong energy is needed to maintain it, because the Earth, like the cork, has a strong tendency to want to reach the surface of water, or 5D as a surface. Earth desires to be in 5D, which is its natural frequency. In 3D, she is separated from her own as an organism. She fights to get out of that energy cocoon, from the Van Allen bands that limit her, from an artificial space station called Moon. The matrix is also 2. Artificial projection of things that do not really exist. Once certain frequencies have been suppressed by the destructive interference method, the moon projects in a hologram manner, superimposing images onto the surface. These images are generated from the computer on the moon, and it reads what it needs to create, remove, or modify, literally by reading the mind of the human collective and each individual. As an artificial alteration, and limited artificially, of the law of attraction, which is a universal law. So the stars I see in the night sky are part of the hologram, or are they real? Everything that is outside the planet is 5D and is real. It is as if the Earth were a fishbowl, the inhabitants, the fish. They cannot leave, but they can see through the glass that separates them, Van Allen Bands, the room where the fish tank is located. The room where the fish tank is located would be 5D normal density, and inside the fish tank it would be 3D. As point two, or superimposition of non-real images, the clearest example is the hologram that protects the moon itself. It doesn't have the shape you see, nor does it have a surface of earth or rocks as such. It is a smooth and clear technological sphere that obviously looks artificial. This is the Star Wars reference of the Death Star, which is the moon.
Okay. Very interesting so far. Here at this point, I want to interject a point. It's actually a question that one of our friends made about the moon being a hologram. Well, the moon is not a hologram. What we see here reaching us is the result of the holographic manipulation, what we see, the image of it. So my friend Danny has asked us recently, actually, why is it that the Federation set up this holographic projection? Why did they care to misguide the humans, the Lyrians that were present at the time on Earth? I mean, the 3D matrix was set up to trap the reptilians, but it wasn't to trap the Lyrians. So why did the Federation care to misguide the perception of the Lyrians? Why not leave the moon looking as it is? So the people, the humans on Earth, they were trapped together with the reptiles, could see what's beyond. Why? It seems like, you know, it wasn't very logical for them to do it and to want to misguide the humans here on Earth, or the Lyrians at the point. So we asked this question, Svaru gave us the answer, and because it was something that I actually didn't understand myself, it seemed like maybe the reptilians would do something like that to misguide our perception and understanding of what the moon was, but why the Federation? So the response basically is this. We had this conversation with Svaru, very, very, very short, and this is what she told us. I'm translating from Spanish. Well, she said, why set up a hologram? Because basically you cannot perpetuate the illusion of separation if you have a metal ball floating in front of Earth's inhabitants. Okay, but why did they want to perpetuate the illusion of separation for the Lyrians, right? I thought that this illusion and this whole trap was for the reptilians. So the Svaru here continues. Yes, because if they see that metal ball above, they will know and they will understand that they are not alone, and they will begin to question the why of things and the question the whole reality. The idea was to maintain them completely isolated. But I said, who? The reptiles? And she says, yes, it wasn't set up for the Lyrians. It was to separate, isolate completely the reptiles. and the Lyrians were the collateral damage. Something of which Svaru is not very proud of, that this has happened. She actually does admit it was a sort of an error to have done this. So the Lyrians, the trapped human beings here on Earth were the collateral damage. The project was to isolate the reptilians. It was something acceptable to be done at that moment. Because the idea of the 3D, the idea of the 3D is to maintain whoever is locked within far from all the contact and all the communication so that they forget. But who again? The reptilians. So that reptilians could forget who they were, where they were from, in order to reform them and re-educate them. That was the whole idea of setting up this hologram, so the reptilians could forget their origins, forget what has happened, so slowly they could be reintegrated, reformed, re-educated. But at the end, the whole plan has backfired, and the ones who controlled the Lyrians in the end and who used this matrix were the reptilians themselves, and that's the sad part. The reptilians used the 3D matrix to control the humans against the original idea, which was to use the matrix 3D to control the reptilians. And some of the reptiles forgot, and some of them didn't forget. And they kept looking for the hidden technology, the technology that was taken away basically from them, and they kept looking the material and the relics. One of the reasons why the Nazis kept being very interested in all this hidden technology and the Ark of the Covenant, for example, which, by the way, I will make the video about that as well. So what is the 3D for? What was the 3D for? For the reptilians. To throw them into the false reality in order to control and guide their perception. And the humans were the collateral damage. The Federation didn't know. They had no idea that in the end it would be used against the humans by the reptilians. They were still young. The Federation were young and unprepared, and they didn't know that this would happen. The 3D matrix initially was designed to change and manipulate the perception of the reptiles, to reform them. But everything failed. The whole project and mission failed. The reptilians turned out to be very, very intelligent, and they used this in their favor. And basically it happened because the Federation, as she says here, did not react on time. They sent a mission to the Federation. They sent a mission to monitor and extract, get the Lyrians out, to move and to manipulate the reptiles. And part of that mission was setting up a base on Earth in an energetic point, the most important point energetically. It's where they put and installed huge generators of free energy in order to go transforming the matrix for the good and finish with the problem. And that's in Egypt. That's Egypt. That's one of the reasons why the pyramids were built and the civilization was set up, to be monitoring the matrix, to be assisting with the shutting off the matrix and finishing off with the problem. However, you know, the plan failed. More about Egypt and more about the pyramids in a separate video, as this is going to be a huge topic in itself. The mission failed, as she said, because why? Because there was an intervention of negative reptilian factions that on their side also tried to get control of that matrix system, and they managed to do it. They got their hands on the matrix system and on the lunar reactors until very recently. And this curious fact is reflected in the fight between Osiris and Seth. The negative forces are won over the positive ones, making the mission fail, and the pyramids were shut down. And the Federation never predicted this. And the battle and the struggle, the fight continues on to this day. Okay, so now the topic continues. I hope I didn't interject too much. And you can go back to the line of Svaru's thought. Okay? Thank you very much for watching, by the way. And enjoy the rest of the video. Now, we must recognize that a hologram or a holographic image is not just something intangible and distorted and impossible to manipulate. The way that a holographic image may appear solid depends on two things: on the energy that is applied in the projection and on the frequency synchronization of said projection with regards to the rest of the scene where said holographic image will be projected. Being of a high energy, the projection from within can be perceived as a hard and real object. But what is really perceived is the effect of electromagnetic repulsion between the projected energy and the molecules of the original scene. It is the same to the touch. This principle also applies to touch screens in the Taygetan ships, where objects within the screens not only have three-dimensional appearance, but can be touched, textured, and can be taken and moved with the fingers within the frame limited by the screen itself or by the place of interaction designated to the holographic projection. So, from within the 3D world framework, things appear as real, when in themselves, they are only a computerized holographic projection. Now, it is also necessary to mention that even in 5D, what is touched or perceived with the senses is also only an electromagnetic interaction of repulsion-attraction between the objects there, which in themselves are only potential energy, to which each individual transfers a meaning with their consciousness. By applying this principle, objects can be inserted at will within the influence frame of the hologram. In this case, the lunar projector's influence frame within the energy toroid of the Van Allen bands. Okay, let's move to step 3 of the lunar interference. It is the heart of the matrix. The other two points are only supportive to this third one. The other two points are not enough to generate the matrix. They are, we can say, the medium in which the true matrix will unfold. They are like the canvas. And now comes the painting and the creative part that generates the matrix. The moon transmits very localized, specific frequencies that interfere with and guide the receivers, who are the people within it, in order to limit and guide the thoughts that they might have. This is done with frequency control, more recently, and with direct, mostly telepathic intervention from the controllers. This, coupled with a mind control, generates the experience, which is what we call matrix itself. But this means that each person within the matrix, who is not, or especially if he or she is not aware of it, is, by the definition, the matrix itself. The matrix reads and copies the intention of consciousness, and it forms into something tangible. But again, it is also only perception. In itself, nothing material exists. All your thoughts, and especially your feelings, are being read by the matrix. There you have it. There you have it. Three ways the matrix work. First, it's a suppressing mechanism projected from the moon, suppressing of the frequencies so that we are locked in this cocoon of lowering frequencies. The toroid, the earth itself is included, closed in this cocoon of low frequencies. So that's one. Then second, it is the insertion of the objects and situations. And as it was explained in one of the matrix videos that I did before, the link here somewhere, the inserted objects are mostly cities and buildings and things like that. Nature, for example, it's mostly real, but it must be nature that is remote, that is not too close to the city. Okay, so that's second. And the third type of the matrix, which is connected to all this, is us, is our mind actually feeding the matrix system so that the matrix system itself can reflect back to us collectively and individually what we project into it. Okay, so that's why she says we are the matrix, because we are the ones who feed the ideas into the matrix so that then it can become a tangible reality. We are so much more powerful than we imagine. And that's why it's so important, it is crucial to watch and guard our thoughts and feelings and emotions and what we project into the matrix, because it is going to reflect back to us one way or another, because it is using the original matrix laws, and one of them is the law of attraction. So let's be very, very, very careful about what we represent in our thoughts and what we say, our feelings, and in our general direct way of being. I can just add maybe a way, the matrix number four, which is basically how I understand the matrix number four, is the whole system, the system of lies set up. You know, when we say we live in a matrix, basically, you know, the whole reality set up by the controllers, the government, science, religion, education, all that, you know, a lot of this is false. And matrix manipulation of information, manipulation of truth, manipulation of the facts being given to us. So matrix is a false society construct. Thank you so much. I hope you understand it much, much better. And I'm going to see you in the next video, which is going to be Stellar Navigation 5. Okay. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye!